This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, George, it's your time now. So what's going on in the world of motoring?
Well, Auto Trader has redefined the way we search for cars.
Good, because I can't ever find anything I want on the internet.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
You know, it's just like I can never remember what model or make I'm meant to be looking for. I can see what it looks like.
Yeah.
But I sometimes can't figure out how to find the damn thing.
Well, so we've tried to make it a bit better. Mm-hmm. We've spent the last 5 or 6 years, literally it's taken 5 or 6 years for us to re-engineer what we call the taxonomy on a car. So let me explain. You get a VIN number on a car, which is like an ID number for a human being.
Right.
And attached to that VIN number is all of the pieces of what is referred to as metadata that is attached to that VIN. So it's a BMW 320i with a sunroof. It's black. It's a coupe. It's got two doors.
All of that's in the VIN number?
Not in the VIN number. So that's why we had to build this database.
Oh, wow.
So you're
telling me you can look up all of this stuff
if you know the VIN number. So that didn't exist in a structured form that was reliable in South Africa up to now. Now, in all other first world countries, this stuff exists and it's collected by the government.
Our government can't collect their taxes properly, and that's the only thing that they're good at collecting.
So there, a database like this, and to the degree that we've built it, didn't exist. Up to now.
Must have taken a lot of work.
There were 11 million records that we had to go through.
Shucks.
And 11 million vehicles and 4 million pieces of metadata attached to those 11 million vehicles. So that's the kind of scale we went through over the last 5 or 6 years.
Unbelievable.
And as a result, it might seem trivial, but if you go onto Auto Trader today, you can literally type in a keyword like GTI, and all of the GTIs are very structured. The Peugeot GTI comes up, the Golf GTI comes up, and all the other GTIs that exist in South Africa will be listed for you. Whereas up to now, if you think about 4 weeks ago, nobody could do that.
Mm.
Now we can.
That's amazing.
Where do we start to play with this thing?
Autotrader.co.za.
Yeah, but is it right there on the homepage?
Right on the homepage.
My God, look at
amazing.
This.
Amazing.
How superb.
And that, you won't believe, is as a result of the data structure underneath. And we think we're on a good path with this because it changes the way we see things. And I hope it shows that Auto Trader is trying to push the boundaries of making business and the country better, because this stuff should be available freely. In my opinion.
Sure, of course. I think it would be very, very handy for a lot of people.
Yes.
All right, so if I type in any car name or half of a car name or keyword or whatever,
it will begin building a list for you.
And it'll tell me how many of those cars there are in the country?
Yep.
So
Google started this. It's called Elasticsearch.
Yeah.
But in order to effectively have Elasticsearch, you have to have an incredibly robust metadata structure underneath that search.
Wow, it's just unreal. Hmm. Congratulations, it's very impressive.
It's like beyond the way my mind works.
Right.
Algorithms and things.
Okay, what else have we got?
Well, then safaris or game lodges have begun to, and in South Africa and up into parts of Africa as well, have begun to embrace battery-powered vehicles.
Oh, I don't know about this.
If your battery dies,
yeah. If you think about how often your phone battery dies,
miss me.
Well, the reason
we're
is
we're not adults when it comes to responsibility of charging things.
Imagine you are sitting watching a leopard, and I know Sia's going to go the wrong way with this story. You're sitting watching a leopard, and you want to get closer, and you start up this big clunky diesel engine and try and get closer to the leopard. The leopard's going to run away. Whereas with a battery-powered vehicle, it's absolutely silent. And that's what these game lodges are saying.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Nope.
Get closer to that lion, quietly.
Quietly.
Yeah.
Get closer to it so that
it probably
bites
saw
your head
you
off.
First. The anaconda.
Oh, no. I'm not here for this.
We're right there, and our batteries died. We can't reverse.
Yeah, you're trying to start your car, and... telling you that's the end.
It's quiet. Your car's quietly going.
But I've often wondered about those game vehicles, because they usually, do they make them specially? Do they have a special place that makes them?
No, they're modified. Oh. So they're modified.
They all vehicles. Look exactly the same.
Yes, yes. So there's
four rows of seats.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay. I want to drive one of those around town.
I think it'd be cool.
Are you allowed to?
Why?
Yeah, are they licensed?
I did on a farm once, and I was on the top row, and I slid off the edge. The worst is I shouted before we got to the corner, "Hold on, everybody."
But they seem to, like, they're very top heavy. Like
they are,
over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I wonder if it, I mean, they've got number plates. I wonder if you'd be allowed to.
Leanne, you fell off the
edge. I did. I was actually quite badly injured. Gosh. Yeah.
Then the UK is introducing noise cameras. So has anybody ever irritated you?
Yes.
As a boy racer and in a parking lot, I can't stand the fact that people race around in parking lots. And some from the East Rand put really very big...
These guys have to...
Exhausts on their cars.
Right, and drive their souped-up vehicle around like they're important or they're interesting and...
Yeah, it's compensation, annoying. In my opinion.
Yeah, of course, of course.
But the UK is introducing noise cameras, so if you do that, you will get busted.
Good.
Oh, that's clever.
That's very clever.
See, I'm old now. This used to irritate me when I was in my 20s. I'd be like, "Why are these people putting speed bumps everywhere? And why do they want to catch us if we're speeding? And leave people alone and let them manage their own life. If they want to drive fast, they'll write themselves off." Now I'm like, it's good to have speed bumps and cameras and noise cameras that capture the young whippersnappers and their fast cars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whippersnappers.
Because it's not only in parking lots, it's in streets.
Streets. It's terrible. Terrible. Can't stand those boy races until they make an accident.
Weren't you one? You were once.
Yeah,
come on.
Hell, even
was.
I was one.
I was probably.
Yeah. Well, Leanne, from where you grew up, yeah.
I like the speed. It wasn't about, a loud car. It was more about the speed for me.
All right.
And then lastly, the world's fastest lawnmower sets a Guinness World Record.
Oh, right.
Faster than a supercar.
Jeez, I don't know if... What about things in the way, like cats and rabbits and... people.
So this Honda second generation mean mower has just set the Guinness World Record for the fastest accelerating lawnmower, blasting from 0 to 100 miles per hour in just 6.29 seconds, which is faster than a Golf GTI.
Wow.
Well, as long as it's cutting the grass as it's going.
And it's a lawnmower.
It's a lawnmower.
That's amazing.
Wow.
And the guy's wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
Look, it doesn't look like a conventional lawnmower.
No, it's like one of those fancy ones.
Well, I mean, it's got
on.
The blades and, it's got all the trimmings.
It beats a GTI.
Yeah, beats a Golf GTI from 0 to 160.
That's unbelievable.
Very good. I want one. All right, very nice. Thanks, George. That's plenty to chew
well,
on.
Well.
All right, everybody, have a good weekend. Make sure that you look after yourself. I'm off to Durban this weekend. See us hometown.
Very nice.
Have fun.
Escaping the cold.
Very excited. Yes, I hope it's not cold there, but it's never really cold in Durban.
No.
Durban people complain when it gets like anywhere below 20. In Joburg, if it's above 20 in winter, you think that the second coming is
the end of the world's arrived.
Exactly. No, it's unbelievable. All right, have an excellent weekend. We will see you on Monday. Thank you very much, George.
We'll see you on Tuesday.
Oh, God, yes. Hey, Monday's a public holiday.
Oh, that's true.
This is CliffCentral.com.